Jack, where's your mic? You sound pretty quiet.
You sound muffled. You sound like you're being abducted.
What?
Is he abducted?
Is he dead now? Did they actually put the hood over his head?
Someone do the taking line so we can make that a thing.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of great care for Jack, but what I do have is a particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 99th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for August 2019. In this episode, we recap Gen Con 2019 with Community Pat. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to the episode. Welcome to episode 99 of Dead Zone the Podcast, the penultimate. And we're going to be talking about Gen Con 2019, so we have a special guest. We have Patrick on, Patrick O'Houlihan.
Oh, hello!
And I'm Rob, and...
We're starting racially insensitive already.
It's going to be that episode. And that was Jack, and we're here, yeah.
Hey, I'm Jack. I'm Mystic in the Streets, Skeksis in the Streets.
Mystic in the Sheets, Skeksis in the Streets? What?
What?
You said it wrong. Jack?
What?
Are you there?
He's Mystic in the Sheets.
You said it the same thing twice. I'm so confused. Okay. This is, like I said, episode 99. Jack, no Wayne Gretzky jokes?
Oh, yes. This will be the, this show will be the great one.
There we go. I'll edit out my, prompting of you. Yeah, so this one, we're all hyped. We're ready. We're up for it. There's no news. The only news, was that Nimue the Blood Queen was available at Gen Con, and she sold out very quickly, and hopefully will be available on the website when it restarts. What is it called? Relaunches?
Yes.
Any news on that relaunch? Is it still just being delayed?
No, it's just, you know how it is with these tech people. There's always some kind of bug.
Yeah. Everybody's asking about it, but it's, yeah, I assumed when they say it's going to be up in a couple days and it didn't come up in a couple days, I'm like, oh, they're chasing something.
So, I would feel lax in my duty if I didn't mention that also, while not related to the topic of the podcast, King's War 3rd Edition is coming out soon, so get your pre-orders in.
Yes, that is news, I guess. I guess we can talk about King's War.
It's not related. I get it. I understand why it's not news for you guys, but
you can go to Countercharge for that kind of news.
Yeah, just saying. But then again, I also reiterate that I would feel lax in my duty if I didn't make mention of it.
That's true. You're a company man through and through, Pat.
I'm a tower.
I'll be happy to have you on there.
Pre-order for that statue is awesome, though. That thing is so cool. I'm not going to buy it, but it is awesome.
Well, you never know. It might fall in your hands.
Things, I don't know.
Things do.
And, so that's going to be fun. And it's
when you hold the title of Star Master, things fall in your hands.
Well, I'm Star Master retired, but we'll get to that. also, the big thing is there's a new Kickstarter going to be happening, hopefully, soonish in September.
We don't talk about the League.
Yes, the League of Infamy has been released. Information about it, finally. And it's, Pat, tell us, please. I know you don't like to talk about the League, but please tell us what it is about, at least.
Listen, you're endangering my life just by even mentioning this thing.
Yeah, but we don't care about your life. That hurt him.
Oh, man.
Rob does not speak for the podcast or any of our employees or any of the periphery. That is on him.
That's true.
So, the League of Infamy basically is based in the Kings of War. I can't even remember the name of the whole world now. Panathor.
Panthro.
In the world of Panthor, not Panthro. he's a Thundercat.
Panathor, yes.
So basically, it's a Dungeon Saga type game where you play the bad guys now and are infiltrating, doing bad things to the good guys instead of trying the opposite way where you were delving to dungeon, killing the necromancers, blah, 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 but now you are sneaking into the elven fortress, stealing the crown jewels for those English people. and things like that. I mean, you get the five characters. There's the demon, the big skaven rat, vermin rat. What am I missing now?
Well, there's all different races, yeah.
Yeah, there's five main characters. I gotta go to my blog again, because I'm just
so bad at this. For the English people, you said the crown jewels, but for the rest of us,
what do you guys got in Canada that can be stolen?
A glittery hat.
You can get the maple syrup stolen.
That's right. Nobody steals our maple syrup.
So you get the succubus demon, the goblin with two daggers, there's the Twilight Kin sorceress. How many is that now?
Enough.
The big giant vermin rat. Oh, there's six guys. The abyssal dwarf, tank-looking guy, and what looks like to be a vampire.
Yes, and they are... it's going to be like the old game Dungeon Keeper. You get to be the bad guy. And you infiltrate. Should be fun. And the miniatures looked awesome. They were at Gen Con. And what's that?
You can go to the Gen Con wrap-up blog. There's a few pictures of them up there.
Yep, and I'm sure, once again, Countercharge will be covering all that kind of stuff, so go check out those guys. I'm not sure if they're covering the League of Infamy, but they should. It's in their world. Somebody should.
Yes.
I'm sure Way to Fire or
Frantic Game. Or us.
You? Mantic, yes. North America?
North America. Or just Mantic in general.
Yes, and help.
I want to drop these labels. We can't have this divisive.
It's just groups. All mantic.
Yeah, it's all mantic now. Let's just all be brotherly.
As long as my check clears, I don't care who signed it.
Oh, Jack, I have something to tell you. This is a penultimate episode because the checks are stopping. That's all.
Oh no! Oh no! Do I have to do improv on cruise ships for a living now again?
Yep. You're back to being a dancing monkey instead of a talking monkey.
That was a good gig for me back in the day.
Yeah, don't make fun of Pat. Jeez, Jack, you're so insensitive.
Yeah, back in the day for Pat, though, that was the Mayflower.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Everybody's mean today.
I know.
See, Jack was being in character for the League of Infamy, right, Jack? right, Jack?
Chirp.
Oh, he's just mean in general. Yeah, so that's about all the news. It's nothing really. Dead Zone. The Dead Zone campaign this year got delayed because of the website and all that. They had a lot of stuff going on, so I'm sure we'll get it next year, or maybe even in winter. But you can always play your own campaigns. Jeez, don't make Mantic do everything for you. God, you people. You want everything.
Can I just say, during our last episode, our live episode, I like to build these worlds. I like to create a little playground, and I always invite people to come in and play in my imaginary, this. And Rob doesn't. And the last live episode, I started by saying how the live campaign was just wrapping up, and Rob immediately put the kibosh on that. He didn't come and play with me. He didn't
Well, it's because there's people in the chat who were believing you, and I didn't want to lead them astray.
And that is my point. One day, when Rob decides that he's going to let down his professionalism and come and play with me in my little imaginary garden, a lot of people will be confused. There will be
confused.
Before you're, confused you for are sure. All on the knife's edge of Rob's
Rob. I'm the only one standing between you and chaos. Remember that, people. I stand for order. yes. It, well, I let you play. You and Coach in your Mercs book. You always have that.
You'll always have that.
Anyways.
What's a Merc?
What's a Merc? It's the thing that covers up your pubic area when you lose all your hair.
Whoa. Ooh.
Yeah. Sorry. It's cancer. It's not funny.
Ooh. Jesus. So, Nimue sold out in 30 minutes at the show, which was crazy.
Yeah.
It was just nuts. It was just one of those times we just had one of those lines, and Ronnie was super excited to see a line.
Yeah, it was like there was people running to come to Mantic Booth, which is, I don't know if that's ever happened before.
But, it has, but not like in this sense. Yeah. I mean, it was great to have a product that everyone wanted. So
at first, I was confused at quickly. First. There's all these people, and they're all like grabbing it and milling around trying to get to the. And we eventually had to like form a line because it was just. Usually, it's like you know one or two people come up at a time, you know, and this was just crazy. But then, yeah, there was just a wave of people. But we'll get into all of Gen Con. But Nimue was definitely one of those things. It went quick. Jack requested me bring one back, and I failed him because it was gone so fast I never even got a chance to get one.
Yeah, it went a lot faster than I thought it would. I very underestimated the desire for Nimue.
Well, plus it was limited supply because they are made in-house at Mantic, and yes. I was talking to Martin, and Martin said that their poor resin maker was just pumping them out as fast as possible, and that's how many we had.
We almost killed that guy.
Yeah, so, and that's another reason a lot of the other miniatures were put behind schedule too, like a lot of the other old resin ones. It's because this one guy, or a couple, I think it's two guys that are in the resin group.
There's two.
Yeah. So they're just working away trying to make all these miniatures. So when you're wondering why something's out of stock, if it's resin, that's why. It's a couple guys trying to, their fingers are bleeding. If your resin's painted a little pinkish, it's because their blood is in there.
it's not dye.
No. It's because they worked their fingers to the bone. So.
Yeah. So.
More will be available.
Make sure you thank the resin guys for making such great models.
Yes, and more of these will be available. When the website launches, they said they're going to be available there, plus at all the cons, I assume we'll have them at cons as long as the... It's probably one of those things where as long as the initial... what do they call it? The mold lasts, they'll be making these things like they do a lot of these.
I know they had to go through two or three molds to make the amount that we had.
Oh, wow, that many already, eh? Doesn't last long.
No, they're only good for 25 casts, wow. I think.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so I assume they have a master then? They have to make new molds all the time? Or?
Yep.
Wow. It'd be very
making
cool.
Making resin models is, while it's great, it's not super cost effective because the molds don't last very long.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of hard plastic and things, so you have the metal molds.
Or metal molds, yeah. Metal molds last a lot longer, so.
Well, one day we'll be invited to the Mantic HQ, and we'll do a expose on these poor guys.
From what I understand, you guys have an open invitation.
Well, it's an open invitation is different from us getting a paid way for an expose.
An expose. We're going to invite the press in.
That's right. We have to show the working conditions of these poor resin workers. Well, I'm like... hidden cameras.
Expose the slave trade of Mantic.
We'll have hidden cameras on our lapels. Jack will have weird glasses on that have a big middle part that has... It's not a lens. What are you talking about?
It's two poor guys with their hands dipped in ice water. Tears. I haven't seen my wife in 2 weeks. Nimue's not making themselves, you know. Get to work. Dickensian sweatshop situation.
Yeah, we forgot to mention there are also only five and six, the two workers that work there.
Yes. It's better when they were chimney sweeps, but not by much.
Yeah. They have little hands. They can get into the little parts of the mold.
Yep.
Anyways, let's move on to Gen Con. It was, I'll start because my trip there was absolute hell. I was, from door to door.
Was it hell? Or because I feel like you missed a lot of the work.
Well, I did that too, but I like helping you guys, but, and, well, some other issues might have been avoided if I had gotten there in time. But, the main problem was that, my flight was delayed 9 hours, so I almost, thought it was gonna be canceled and have to, like, redirect myself right to Indianapolis instead of meeting Pat in Chicago. So I got there very late, which sucked. So, by then you guys already loaded up all the truck and we're all ready, happily, happily ready to go. I just got in to go to sleep and wake up at early in the morning. That's all. I got to do that first day.
I just have to get you some food.
Yeah, I didn't even get any bueno beef or deep dish pizza or anything.
You did get a game of Little Tiny Epic Mexican, though.
Like, we got like a third of a game of Tiny Epic Mexican. Because then we realized, oh, what time do you have to wake up? Oh, it's after midnight? Oh, we better go to sleep. So that was my beginning of it. Pat, what about you? How did loading up the truck go and all that?
Well, loading up was all right. I mean, it rained, and it rained hard.
Well, that's why it was delayed.
Yeah, so in between while it rained and Rob was delayed due to weather, the weather worked with us but against us at the same time. So, like, when we were actually in the truck, bring it to the storage place or to my house to get stuff out of the garage or the storage place, it was coming down. But as soon as we'd pull up, the weather would be, oh, okay, here, we'll lighten up for you to work. You're done loading? Bringing it back down again. So it was like that throughout the day. And, you know, I had a little bit of helpers. You know, I had Jack.
Not this Jack.
It's another Jack.
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
Not John Jack.
Not John Jackson.
Or not Jack. Jack. Our Jack.
Yes.
It's getting confusing. You got to have name tags.
I'm going to start giving people nicknames. It's got to start soon. He helped for the most of the morning, and then Brian Wade and his kids showed up. And then when Brian Wade and his kids showed up, Jack had to leave to go get ready for sleeping on Tuesday. And then we finished up the truck, got in. I think we got the truck back, and we were sitting down for, what, maybe about an hour?
That's when I showed up.
Half hour when we got the call from you saying, hey, I'm landed. So we said, all right, let's hop in the car and go get Rob, which we did.
Yep. And then the drive there the next day, was it a three-hour drive about?
Yeah, we got up early.
Pat only fell asleep twice on the way there. He was driving.
Yeah. It's all right. It's okay. I only fell asleep after we had breakfast, though. We had breakfast. And, you know, you stop at the Cracker Barrel like you do, like we always do. It's kind of a thing what we do now. We'll get the nice big breakfast, which probably shouldn't, but it was that damn biscuit gravy that killed me.
Yeah.
He got put me in a food coma.
He had his biscuit and gravy, and then everybody, it seems, who drive from Illinois to Indiana drive really slow in the fast lane. It's just their thing.
It was causing Rob some anxiety.
Yeah, it was so annoying. And, yeah, so we got there. And this time we were right downtown, which is great. Our hotel was a good old Embassy Suites, Jack. You got to love it. It was the weirdest one ever. There was, like, a secret entrance. But free breakfast and happy hour, you can't go wrong with that stuff.
No, that sounds delightful.
That's normally where we stay, and I only messed up last year.
Which was my first year. So the second year, I was very excited to be right downtown, walking distance to the convention
center. Yeah, it was much better when you just be able to just walk to the convention center and walk back to the hotel.
Yeah, roll out of bed. You can go back to the hotel at any time once you're freed up from the convention floor. Yeah. So we set up, as usual.
Yeah, we got set up on a Tuesday. We actually got on the docks fairly quickly.
Yeah, I think we set up really quickly, too. Everything went really smoothly. We got the top banner up right away. Like, usually you have to wait for that. It looked like everything was perfect.
Yeah. Until we came to put the stupid demo tables together.
Yes.
And then what?
We had to drive back to Chicago.
Oh.
You know those little plastic corners on them, Jack? The connectors for the beams?
Yes, that hold the whole thing together?
Yeah, there's a box that says right on it, plastic connectors. And they rightly grabbed that box. Open up the box, it's full of old miniatures.
Oh.
The plastic connectors were not in the box labeled plastic connectors. So we had to go all the way back to Chicago for a little road trip.
It was literally just went to the storage place, got the connectors, jumped back in the car, and went back to Indianapolis.
Yeah, so that was fun. So that was a nice 6-hour trip on after the day after I already had a 9 hour or the day after. No, it was a 9 hour trip, wasn't it? Six.
Yeah.
Because we were.
No, it's six. It's six.
Three there, three back. No, because it was three there, three back, three there. So it was nine, right?
Oh, yeah. That day.
Altogether that day.
Yeah.
So the day before was 9 hours on a plane. Day two was 9 hours in a car. I was collecting. It was good. So we did that, but it was all right because Wednesday was an open day. We had a lot of extra time anyway, so.
Yeah, I think we went to set up the Wednesday was setting up the event hall.
Yeah, we set up the event hall and it was finished setting up. We did the few tweaks here and there in the actual thing.
Yeah.
But it was nice to have Wednesday off. Usually you do Geek Nation tours on Wednesday, but they weren't there this year, so you were freed up.
Yeah, so that was nice.
So that was good. And that brings us Thursday. That's when all hell broke loose with the Nimue.
Thursday, opening day of the show.
Yep, it's good.
Mad Rush for Nimue and Mad Rush for the Kickstarter box set.
Yeah, I had a limited number of those, and I think we almost sold out. I think there was a few of those left, but not many.
There's like three, I think.
We did like we always do, built a big wall in front of the cache, and just had to keep replenishing that wall.
They had to build my fortress.
Luckily, this time, we had a lot of extra people in the booth, so people were able to take time off and get breaks, and it wasn't 8 or 9 hours straight. I was able to not have to demo, my voice was saved. And actually, Shane came in that day, I think, and he demoed for a lot of the,
Shane came in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Jack came in on Thursday.
That's what it was, yeah. So, on Thursday, we had, Hellboy, what's it called?
Here's Negan.
Here's Negan in the middle, and I was doing Star Saga. Me and Shane were doing nothing because everything was about Hellboy. There was just a lineup for people to do Hellboy. So that was, the next day we did two Hellboys and then the Star Saga.
Yeah.
But I was able to get off the Star Saga, like I say, because Shane took over that. We had, Jack Johnson doing Hellboy, and then Shane was doing, me and Shane kind of went back and forth doing Star Saga. And then eventually we had Brian Novak, after he finished all his role-playing games he was running, he was able to do Star Saga too, so.
Yeah, I was running the Kings of War role-playing game, just to be precise. Positive feedback from everyone that actually played the game. They liked it. A lot of people liked the character generation. What else did he say?
Yeah, he said that it was really good. He said the something to do with the keywords needs a little bit of tweaking, but the Kickstarter is not even out yet. That's supposed to come out pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. Plus, these are all just beta tests anyway.
Yeah.
So
it's good information. Good, yeah. But he said generally everybody really had a really good time. Nobody went away that didn't like the game a lot. So it seems like it's a real smooth. I think he said it worked really well in the.
No one spat in his face and slapped him.
That's true.
How dare you?
But it worked really well in the role-playing parts, and it worked pretty good in the fighting parts, so that needs a little bit of tweaking. But he said the actual role-playing parts was really good. So that's the important part to me. The fighting in a role-playing game is secondary. If you want to fight, go play a skirmish game.
Exactly, yeah. That's what Stratego's for.
Yeah, but so it's good to hear that the role-playing end is working really well. And, between Shane and Brian, it's so funny, Shane kind of like me, he does the demos quick, he's used to doing demos, but Brian, he's not used to doing demos, so his demos were like an hour each, but every single time he did a demo, someone bought that game. So it's like, it's probably worth it.
With the expansion.
Yeah, like you do the whole bundle every time. So he's really good at it, he just took his time, he was really, cause he'd also roleplay it out too, he was like, jumping people over tables and like doing all this stuff. It's like, it's just a demo, Brian. But hey, it worked. He sold quite a few Star Sagas.
Yeah.
So that's why Shane is now, Lone Star
and Star Boy.
And yep. And Brian Star Boy. So there you go. I am Star Master retired. RET after my name now. So, yeah. Other than that, I was Bag Boy most of the weekend. Me and Alex, yeah. Poor Alex has lost his voice after the first day. He had just got back from a safari in Africa, so he wasn't.
Yeah, like literally, I think he was home for maybe a day or two.
Yeah. And it wasn't a shooting safari, it was a taking picture safari, if anybody is morally against that.
I don't know. If you've ever met the man, he's reprehensible. So I would not doubt that there's a white rhino corpse on his hands.
That is Jack's archenemy, so.
If you've ever seen a David Attenborough, documentary where a baby elephant dies, it's because of Alex.
He was responsible.
He took the water.
And, so, yeah, we were on cash. Pat was, he was roving around. There was a lot of, you recorded a lot, right? With people?
Yeah, I did some. We did, the live Twitch stream, Gen Con stream, that's available on the YouTube channel now, I think. Mantic YouTube channel and the Gen Con Twitch stream. Kyle did,
Bell Lost Souls, was that Kyle?
No, he did Bell Lost Souls and he did Board Game Geek, I think.
Like, there was a lot of streamers out there. And I know Ronnie did a few, and I think even Rob did a few. So it seemed more than usual.
We spread it out.
Yeah, it seemed more than usual. That usually it's like one or two. But it seemed like there's quite a few. Well, once again, everybody wanted to talk about Hellboy, so maybe it was just more people came to you guys. But
the Twitch was big. The Twitch was an hour long.
Yeah. So you guys, you had a lot of action in the audiovisual. But Hellboy was a huge success. I knew it would be the year before when we just showed off the miniatures, but this, it was, everybody wanted to get their hands on it. And Terrain Crate, as always, sold well.
Yes. It took a while for people to get going with it, but it did. Once all the RPGers were starting to come in, a lot of the GM starter sets were going well. People loved the town stuff. They love the market. They love the gallows. A lot of people wanted to buy gallows, surprisingly enough.
Yeah. I was talking to a lot of GMs, and they were, I have plans for this. And also the torture chamber, I think, sold quite well. It's like you could tell what kind of GMs we were getting in there. There were some mean people. But, yeah, it was. I think you guys did quite well in that kind of stuff. But, yeah. And events-wise, what were you running there?
Event-wise, we ran, let's see, well, you know, Mike and Keith Ambrose, they were running all the Kings of War and Warpath stuff. So they had a nice, and Blake Schrode and Kyle, his boy, they were running the big game. So there was a lot of Kings of War going on, some Warpath. Mike had two tournaments going on, the How You Use It tournament was backed by a popular man, and the Kings of Gen Con, which is Kings of War tournament. After some discussion, though, I don't think we're going to do it any more Kings of War tournaments at Gen Con next year. I just don't think the...
It's not that kind of environment. That's for Adepticon.
Yeah. And, you know, we just don't get the participants that we do like we do at Adepticon.
Especially when games like... I know the Hellboy game was kept getting people just coming up to play it. Like the...
We yes. Had
that, and same with the Walking Dead one. You have that beautiful... set that John Jack made, so it really shows off the whole town set.
Yes. The Walker Challenge.
So those were always busy.
The Hellboy special scenario was there that people liked.
And you had a special guest, Pizza Jesus, was there running games for you.
Pizza Jesus was running the Hellboy game. People missed out. Mr. Jesse Cornwell was awesome enough to come down from West Virginia.
You're not supposed to stop talking when you say something like that. You just keep going.
Right through.
I was waiting for the drum roll.
Yeah, we'll add it in. No, the we drum won't.
Are you going to reveal a?
He means the
snare hit.
Yeah.
Where they called?
Okay. Ba-dum bum.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
Crazy A was running some Dreadball, did a Dreadball tournament, had a big giant ultimate game going on. Here's Negan. We had the Save the Saviors, clear the special savior scenario for Here's Negan, as far as clearing out the sanctuary. Can't think of it. Do we have any more?
No, I think that was it. I think that was pretty much it, but it was a good group of people.
It was a full plate for everyone that wanted to come play some games. So.
Yeah. And, busy times. We also got, like, once again, we had time away from the booth, which was nice. We got to wander around. I think I actually got from one end of the hall to the other this year, which I did not get to do last year. Although I thought it was way busier than this year than last year.
Yes.
It seemed like it was hard to get through the aisles. Like, even to get to the bathroom back took like a good 20 minutes just because you're stuck in the waiting for people.
I went through the artist alley because it seemed to be thinner.
Even artist alley was busy. I was like, this last year I cut right through there. This year it seemed like there was just people everywhere this year.
People and their art.
And it was funny though, because there wasn't a big reveal or anything at this year. It seemed like last year had a bit more stuff going on. This year was just kind of more the same, but it was a lot of people. Maybe it was because the year before that was the 50th? So maybe a lot of people went for the 50th and then skipped a year last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be it, but this year was crazy.
Yeah, I don't think the line for people's badges went all the way to the football field.
The year before. This year it went pretty far.
Yeah, there's still a long line. Just out the door. Yeah. Again.
And, yeah.
Last year I heard there was a Joe Montanello sighting, and Rob told me he saw Amy Dowling. Is there anyone else? Was there a star presence? Was there some sort of surprise where you're like, oh my God?
Yeah, Amy Dowling came into, she was demoing with John Jack, Hellboy, which was kind of cool. If you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anybody knows from Geek and Sundry. So, mm-hmm. Like, once again, Hellboy got a lot of exposure. So that's good. Hopefully you get some more people, more outlets, maybe playing the game like Geek and Sundry or someone like that.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get the Hellboy into the hands of these two, but I couldn't get it to Mike from Farlock Games. But apparently they played a game of with Blood and Plunder with Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess they're big fans of that game, so I was going to try to make them big fans of Hellboy.
And Blood and Plunder is the pirate game, and those guys are, I think, renowned to be the nicest people anywhere. Like, Blood and Plunder guys are Firelock Games. They're the nicest guys. I've never heard a bad word. Like, Pat hates everyone, and he loves these guys, so they must be nice guys.
Yeah, Mike and those guys are a good group of guys, so I'm so glad that they got that exposure with Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
Yeah, there's always big names. Like, you always hear about it. But, like, last year, I didn't, other than Amy Dowling, because she came into the booth, I didn't see anybody. There was probably events going on all over the place. I literally was, Chaosium was right behind us. There's, like, Ken Height and those kind of people were there. And never saw any of those guys. Sandy Peterson, like, all these famous people. Never saw any of them. Once you're in the zone, you see the
it's hard. It is hard to notice people sometimes.
Yeah, you're just putting things in bags and taking credit cards. That's what you're really doing the whole time. But even when you're wandering around, it's more like, okay, I'm trying not to run over a small child or get bumped.
Or walking into this, or you know what made me angry, and I have one, is those game backpacks.
Yeah.
That were Kickstarted, and they were selling them at Gen Con.
But they're like 3 feet wide. Yeah.
They're the size of Jack's rucksack, but times two, and loaded with games on people's backs.
So they're solid, yeah.
Stopping in the middle of the aisle with these backpacks makes them 4 people wide now instead of one per wide.
Yeah, and when they're doing demos, too, they're so wide. It's like, just put it down for a second. Like,
yeah, put it at your feet. It's not going anywhere, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Yeah, I there was no stabbings or anything like last year, so that was uneventful. So,
there was a stabbing last year?
Yeah, didn't somebody get stabbed with those things to do circles?
Compass?
Yeah, somebody got stabbed with a compass, I think, last year.
Oh, for cutting a line?
I don't know why they were stabbed with the compass. I'm sure it was an argument over something.
I thought there was a bar fight.
Yeah, that was last year, too. Yeah, this year I didn't hear about anything like that, so hopefully it was a little bit better.
People got their heads together. Thank God.
Yeah. And, it was generally pretty good. I like to say, staying downtown changed everything. We were able to go out at night. We weren't dead tired. Like, last year it was like a good hour ride home and there, so we were always an hour behind everywhere. But this year we got to hang out, and it was a lot more fun. Oh, you got to talk about Mantic Night, too.
Oh, yeah. So Saturday rolls around, we're going to do Mantic Night, as always. New venue again, third year in a row with a new venue.
Yeah, I feel sorry for these people because they'll be out of business by next Gen Con. So
no, they'll be fine.
Just like every other business, you destroyed Hard Rock Cafe. You can't say these poor people will be fine.
I didn't destroy it. I want to say the Downtown Indianapolis Business Foundation, whatever you want to call it, with their increasing the rent.
Yeah, I'm sure it's crazy for all the conventions they have in that town. What was the name of this place? Kingmaker.
Kingmakers. Right? Yeah. So basically, it's a bar, no hard liquor.
Yeah. Which was upset. Man. Yeah.
But they have a game library where you can rent games and stuff. So we were able to cordon this place off and have it for ourselves. And we were set up quite a few games. We had two tables of the role playing game that were packed. Brian and Rick Hall from Michigan, again running those two. John Jack running his Doom Ball.
Someone was running Barroom Brawl.
Kyle. Yeah. Kyle Ritchie, Blake Schroed's kid. He was running Barroom Brawl. Hellboy Dice, patent pending.
Yeah, new dice game, Robin.
Made its rounds. It's not, it might happen, might not happen, so.
Well, it's a fun.
We're not gonna even talk about it.
It's just like the Doom Ball or the Barroom Brawl. It's fun game just to play at Mantic Nights, even if it never goes beyond that. It seems very popular.
The League Infamy showed up, may or may not have showed up.
And Ronnie went to all the tables and discussed the future of Mantic, which I can't speak to because he never went to my table.
Instead of having a big giant Q&A, we decided to make it a little more intimate, and Ronnie went from table to table and let people ask him questions, so it could be a little more tailor-made for each person this time around, which I think a lot of people liked.
Yeah, it was a small enough group. Like, this is way smaller than Adepticon's group. I don't think that'd be possible there.
Oh, it would be too big crazy.
Yeah, but this was good, yeah, because it was, I don't know, how maybe, what, 40 people, you think? Somewhere around there?
Oh, no, there was a good 50, 60.
Yeah, but it was small enough that it was, like, 10 tables, maybe. So
yeah, it's not the 80 to 100 that we have at Adepticon.
Yeah, he was able to go around and talk to everyone. Adepticon's also fun. It's fun to do the Q&A on... you guys are at the front, and it's a different feel. This was more intimate. Everybody's just playing games and chatting and hanging out. Beetle was there as always, and it was great to see Beats, and he took lots of pictures, so I'm sure we'll have actually used a lot in the blog, too.
Ronnie's hat showed up.
Ronnie's hat was hidden for a while.
I was just going to say, Rusted Beetle, the official photographer of the Dead Zone, the podcast, a beloved...
He's the unofficial photographer of Mantic Night.
Yeah, he's paparazzi. Let's try not to make him too official. He's just paparazzi.
Oh, okay.
But he took great pictures. And, Ronnie.
Took a good Pathfinder picture with Ronnie and the rest of the Mantic crew.
Yep. And, Ronnie's hat did go missing a few times, but it was always recovered, which was good. He actually walked away with it. It was good fun. This time people weren't just stealing it to steal it or stealing it to be funny. They'd steal it. We'd take a picture of it. So everybody hashtagged Ronnie's hat and then give it back to him. So if you go through that weekends of posts on Facebook, you'll see a lot of people wearing Ronnie's hat, which hopefully nobody had any kind of,
head lice.
Yeah, because we all have it then.
So we pretty much closed that place down. You know, we drank a lot of mead.
Yes, even I was drinking mead. Jack, have you ever had mead?
No, but I'm game.
Yeah, you'd like it, I think. I didn't hate it. It was fine.
It's good. Yeah.
It's kind of like a cooler, I would say. It's like a beer. Not even beer, though. It is not really beery tasting. It's more like a cider.
Well, mead, it's kind of a beer, but it's made from honey instead of...
Yeah, but it didn't have that beer aftertaste or anything, and it wasn't as carbonated, I don't think, as beer. It reminded me much more of a cider, I think. And it was also, I think the one I was drinking was apple or something.
Yeah.
So, it was good. And a really good place, real nice people. We messed that place up, and we were raucous and caused trouble, and they never once side-eyed us and tried to imply that we should leave. So.
No.
And we did.
I think they were just happy that we had the place full till midnight.
Yeah, and almost one. Everybody was drinking. It was all good. Yeah, and then we made it back to the hotel afterwards too. Unlike some of the people.
So. Well, we were smart. We took all the boxes back, and
yeah, we were
Rick
still working.
Gave me and you a ride back to the hotel while these other yokels, Ronnie, and we're out in front doing shots.
Yeah, that's another thing. Beetle bought us a drink, so. And we weren't allowed to drink it in the bar, so we kind of drank it out of the bar. He was nice enough to bring shots and shot glasses, which I thought, Beetle, that was a nice touch. So we're doing shots outside. I did one, but I think there was much. That bottle didn't make it away down the street. That's all I know.
No, and then those jokers. And it's a good 30-minute walk from the hotel.
And they did it.
They did it, and I heard there was near-death experiences.
Yeah, if anybody sees Shane Nurl, he can explain his him trying to herd these people so they don't just walk into traffic. So it's if anybody likes Mantic and you like that the company still exists, it's all due to Shane, because it was nearly half the crew was almost murdered. So that was Mantic. That was fun. That was a fun little place. Yeah, it was. I think it went well.
Yeah, good times.
The more intimate. It was better than last year. Last year, once again, it was a Hard Rock, and it was just in like a little room, and it kind of felt full. And this, you could walk around and
yeah, it was loud.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. And everybody had fun, I think. And we had a good turnout. It's a totally different crew than Adepticon, which I think is always interesting. Not totally different, but 90% different people. It's a different group. Yeah. It's definitely more the board game side. It's a lot of the Walking Dead, Hellboy, those kind of people. A lot less of the Kings of War people and the sci-fi end. It's interesting that the difference of those two conventions. And, fun times.
Good times.
Anything else Gen Con related we can think of?
Hmm.
We made it out. I guess we broke down once again in record time and made it out of there.
Yeah, mainly because we got that ceiling banner down fairly quickly.
Yep, we were on the ball, and we had a lot of help once again. Although not as much, I think on Sunday we didn't have as much help either because a lot of people had to leave early.
But you know, I designed that booth to be broken down and set up in a very quickly efficient manner. So
yep, and you can always go to our Discord or our Facebook page to see the loot I brought back. I did bring quite a bit back.
Yeah, I did too.
And I didn't even get the things I wanted. I never got Nimue, and I was supposed to pick up a Wild Hunt, and I forgot. So I never even got the things I was meant to get from Mantic, so.
Yeah. You'll have your Wild Hunt.
Yeah, I have no doubt eventually. I'm still working on the other Hellboy, so I can't.
In 2 weeks, you can get your Hellboy.
Yes, we should talk about that too, but maybe we'll save that to the end of the show.
We should take a break. This is running long. We've got our commercial sponsors. If we don't get our Audible sponsorship in, we don't get the money. So let's make sure that's a priority.
I wish we had an Audible sponsorship. That we'd be successful. People would listen to us.
I create a little playground. We could all come in and play with me, Rob. Play.
Pretend. Play pretend. I'm a realist,
okay.
Jack.
What, you're saying you don't have an Audible? I've always heard the commercials.
You guys are living in that other reality.
As recommended by Deads on the Podcast on there.
Put in our sponsorship code / Deads on the Podcast. Get 30% off. It's marvelous.
See, Jack, that's why Pat should be your co-host. He'll play with your little games.
Okay.
There'll be no information because everybody will be like, is that real or not real? I just don't know anymore.
It's all real.
It's all real.
It's not real.
Hey, this is Mark Zielinski from Countercharge, and you're listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
Instead of Dead Zone the Pod, yeah.
Yeah, Dead Zone the Podcast.
Is that what it is? I thought it's Dead Zone. Is it Dead Zone the Podcast? No, I don't know. Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect, Mark. Mark, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic. No, it's super cool.
Super cool. Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. This is going to be this is 99. This will be the last Dead Zone Podcast that we actually record in Canada. We are now going to LA. So,
that's true.
You know, the sad thing is you're half right.
So,
99 on Luftballon.
Oh, there you go. That never knew that was going to.
No, that was a segue. Segway. So what's next in the on the agenda? We got to get some. We got brass tacks, Rob. Brass tacks.
Let's do some shout outs. Might as well.
Okay. Shout!
Shout out to them all!
Yes. The first shout outs to Mark Weiss. He did The Conqueror Worm in comic accurate colors, which is very bright and shiny with dark patches, as it should be for Mignola art. And I like it because it's very bright. You don't see, you don't usually see giant worms painted so brightly.
No, because they're underground dwellers.
Yeah, but the conqueror worm, it's pretty yellow or orangish. It's kind of, it's a bright color. So it's, this is his interpretation of said animal.
Well, maybe he lives because he lives by the magma.
Magma. Yeah. So I just like the colors on it. I am in the process of painting my Hellboy. So I'm trying to envelop all of these different techniques to make my own technique. But we'll see. We'll have to see. I plan to do very heavy darks on mine, like heavy blacks. So, and the next one's Marco Tansinelli. And this person did a Pathfinder group. And it's been a while since we've seen some Pathfinders. I miss these guys. Well, why don't we see Pathfinders anymore?
Because well, you just saw a whole bunch of Gen Con.
The kits have been out for a while, and most people, you know, now we get to see the new people who are just getting into it or just picking up the kits, so we'll see a resurgence. And
they're too busy pathfinding.
Yeah, being pathfinders. This also their guns. I like the idea that all the guns I always paint through, they're black or silver or something. They did brightly colored guns, and it's much more cartoony kind of look. But they use the contrast paints. It looks like to do yellow guns. I think that's an interesting choice, and it's different. I like difference. After all these years, to see something different, it catches my eye.
And the there's a woman like in the mid ground there. Looks like Lady J. Looks like a G.I. Joe. She's driving the Wolverine.
That's Cover Girl, Jack. Come on.
Oh, my apologies.
How dare you?
I am so sorry.
That's Maybelline.
But you are correct. It looks more like Cover Girl than Lady J. So
I have to turn in my G.I. Joe fan card. My fandoms are very niche and very defined. I should stay in my lane.
Okay, yes. Yeah, it's true. If it was a question about Dark Crystal, you would have gotten it.
Yes.
We also get another enforcer. This is from Henrik Hammerin with an accent, so I'm not sure if I pronounced your name right. Probably not. But this guy did it's like a cel-shaded almost enforcer with a lot of interesting little highlights everywhere, which I think looks cool. And it's also white. Painting white armor is always so hard, and somehow you're able to highlight the white somehow, and I think that worked out quite nicely. Also,
it looks like the original Mantic ones, except for blue in the spots what they've chose. I like that everything's very cool and muted.
Well, and the Mantic ones are gray, though. I think this is actually a whitish, more dark, definitely lighter than the Mantic ones. And also, look at that base, the nice cracked earth base. That's easy to do, but it always looks really nice.
For the Mars mats, would look dynamite.
Yes.
Yeah.
They also did some Enforcer Pathfinders once again, same kind of basing, and it looked really good. Do you think that's hand done, or do you think it's cracking material?
Or is it an aftermarket purchased where it's got the...
Oh, yeah. I don't think so, because look at the edges. Usually those have like a beveled edge or something. It's very rare that they get... That looks like a Mantic base, the flat edges.
Good question.
I do like them, though. It's like you say, with that Mars mat, that'll look really sweet. And some all that detail in those guns, too, to do all those little marks to highlight every little edge of that gun, that is something I would never have the patience to do. That seems like a lot of work.
It's actually not.
It is. Pat, it's a lot of work. You also take like a year to paint one miniature, so.
snap.
Snap. That was actually a good thing, but. And we got one last Pathfinder with a gun in the air and they're pointing. They must be a sergeant.
I want you.
Yep, it's their recruitment photo. Next is Reagan O'Malley. And they did their Star Saga group, but they did them as Mass Effect characters. And surprisingly, it works really well. The only head I think is different is, what's Garrick? I think that head is not a Mantic head, but the rest look all straight up. Maybe slight changes. There's slight things, but really nice looking. And it works so well that I'm amazed this is the first time we've seen a Mass Effect Star Saga group, because that is, it works really well in that way.
Yeah.
I've never played the game. I don't get the references. I don't understand.
You never played Mass Effect, really?
No.
You'd like it. It's a RPG in space.
Oh.
And really in-depth RPG. It's one of those really good ones. Especially the first and second ones. I think they're quite good. And we get Mark Weiss. Didn't we already have Mark Weiss? Is this Mark Weiss 2? Jeez. I put the same in person in twice. Yes, I did.
You did.
But this is Mark Weiss. It's a different one, obviously. they did Monkey with a Gun, but this I really liked because the base. And I did the, showed you what the original panel with the monkey with the gun is. And it's, has the blam blam on the base. And I think that's to do like the comic stylings. It's kind of fun to do the sound effects.
It's pretty good.
Nice touch. Ian Kane did some orcs and Pat's on, so I thought I had to show off some orcs. Nice rusted up, but they also did blue skin for the orcs, which I like too. Once again, do something different and I'm interested. And once again, that base is great for Mars Attacks. Or I mean, not Mars Attacks. Yeah. Mars Attacks. The Martian soil for the,
the infestation mat.
Yes.
That's what it is. I keep saying Mars mats because but it is the infestation. Yes. But they've got the goblin in the suit of armor situation going on there.
So you hate it?
He's got the head on, so yeah.
It has been determined, that I would have to tear that head off and throw it, so.
I did get, a bunch of, plastic, like, I think they're originally for pills. They're like little, plastic things from China, and they fit perfectly on the head of that, so I'm gonna have a dome on my goblin. Stunt bot bolts.
That would be awesome.
So he's gonna have a little dome. I also got it for the spider guy from Hellboy. He has a dome in the comic books, but doesn't come with one, so he's gonna have a dome. But yeah, I like the rusted look on these guys. I like the base, and I like that blue skin. And just rip that goblin head off, and it'd be perfect.
Put him in a dome.
Yep, put a dome on him. So that brings us to our stuff. Jack, do you do anything lately?
Not a goddamn thing.
This seems to be a theme. We're going to retire this segment.
Well, honestly, I've only moved a month and a half ago. Everything's still packed. I found my role-playing stuff because I want to send something to Daria. She was wanting to get a copy of my rules, and I do want to get some painting done. It's just, it is literally not feasible right now, but soon, I've got stuff I want to paint. So then our segment will be back. But for right now, it's not. I apologize.
Well, I'll pull up my end at least. I speed painted some nameless group. We had nameless, huge amounts of nameless from Star Saga. So I think both of us ended up with a nameless faction, both me and Jack. So I tried just to do like weird experimentation. I mixed weird paints and was like, I don't really care how these guys, the colors are going to be crazy. And I used pearlescent paints. I used Tamiya paints. I used Mr. Hobby or Mr. Color from Mr. Hobby from my Gundam sets, and it was weird effects. Like that rust effect I got on the shells. That just happened naturally. Like I didn't even plan that. So it really it added into this crustacean things going on. And yeah, so I just painted them up with a really bright blue armor and red, bloody red parts, and then all their shells had some of that rust kind of effect on them. I think they turned out fine. They were good for speed painting. Also, for the basing, I pretty much made them like a aquarium base. I thought that was appropriate for these aquatic guys.
I'm scrolling through. You painted a lot.
Yeah, I did the whole room. And it literally took me like, I don't know, a week to finish them. It was pretty much dry times was the, so that's what you can do with speed painting. They're not great, but at least I like them also because they are, organic.
Did you say this was the Nameless starter set?
This is Nameless from Star Saga.
Sorry, I'll go.
So it was the whatever, because what was it? Terror of the Deep, that set. And with the Kickstarter, we got double the amount, I think, with the Kickstarter. So we had so many of them. Jack had the exact same group. I think we had different leaders. I think that's the only difference. I had a different leader than he did. Although you painted this guy up too, anyways. The guy with the big fin on his back. You did him also.
The Terror?
Yeah, so. And that's it. Pat, did you, have you done anything, Mantic-wise painting?
It's all Vanguard.
Yeah, you're onto the Vanguard kick?
Yeah. I've moved on to Vanguard for right now, with that song of Iron and Ice out, the book out, we've been playing with, Rick and Brian a couple of things. They just released a battle report, as a matter of fact.
Yes, that's on the Mantic,
YouTube channels.
Yep.
So big disclaimer at the end, you know, they've been playing a lot of Kings of War, so they did mess up a little bit.
Yeah, you're never going to get the rules 100%.
Someone's always going to mess up.
Yeah, there is rules layers who'll do that, but they won't have fun playing the game, so. yeah, Vanguard is, that book also sold out pretty quick at Gen Con. But that's going to be available at retail anyways.
I just worked with on my Empire Dust Warband.
Yes, there is cool Empire Dust new. Jack, have you seen those guys yet?
No.
Yeah, there's an actual Empire Dust. I didn't even know it existed until I saw them on the shelf, which, once again, they sold out pretty quick. But yeah, they're Egyptian-based. Egyptian undead, pretty much.
Well, unless they're scarecrows with pumpkin heads and amorphous Cthulhu-esque creatures, I don't have
interest in going Night Stalkers all the way?
Well, I've got Abyssals. I love the Abyssals. I still have Abyssals to paint, but if I do Dally, it will be into the Night Stalker realm.
Well, isn't that a new starter set for Kings of War 3? Isn't that Night Stalkers versus Northern Alliance?
I think so.
Yeah, yep. We might have to pick that up because I'm all about the Northern Alliance, so maybe that's the way we get into more Vanguard guys, Jack.
Ooh.
Because they look pretty sweet. There's a lot of new models in there, and you'll get quite a good variety. So
variety.
When that comes,
you get Veritas.
Veritas, true dat. And then that pretty much wraps up the show. But we do have to mention that next episode, hopefully, if all goes well, we'll be doing this live, episode 100, at. Not live to air, but live recording, in Lansing, Michigan for the Michigan Mantic Weekend.
What? Yes.
And that's coming up very soon.
So if you happen to be in Lansing, Michigan, you want to be part of the show, come on down to Evolution Games.
Yep. And it's on, I believe it's on September 9th, I think, if I'm not.
You're going to have DJ Jack Fike on the thing spinning some tables while we're doing the recording.
Yes. You won't know
7th.
It's
me.
Oh.
Sorry, it's the 7th. Before people get mixed up, it's September 7th.
6th, 7th, 8th.
That's okay. I was just going to break into some nonsense. A clarification of the date is far more important.
Please, Jack, please tell us how you're going to be DJing. Now, sorry I interrupted you.
No, this is going to, I was either going to be like Dead Mouse or something. It was a whole.
Are you going to wear one of those helmets?
Yes, I would. It's going to be a whole thing, but no, well, the 7th.
Dead Mouse is. Yes, it is the 6th, 7th, 8th, but Dead Mouse is from our area, so.
Yes, he is.
My, my nephews knew him in high school. He was a bit of a geek. There you go.
Surprise.
Kel Surprise. Yeah, so we'll be there, hopefully, if all goes well. We haven't 100% confirmed our ride. We haven't confirmed anything. We only confirmed that Pat will keep us, with a roof over our heads if we do make it there, so.
And fed.
Well, we are fed. Well, geez, Jack's there 100% now. He'll walk there if he has to.
Well, no, we're already trying our Beasley best to make sure that we're going to try.
And you'll get your bag back finally.
Yeah, his Adepticon bag. We'll finally get to him.
But also, the last Adepticon, I was worked to the bone, and it will be nice to have some Pat time. Pat is a monster, a work monster on these usual events. So to be able to spend some time with our buddy Chopper, just as a you know, social thing. I'm really hoping that we can just hang out.
It's true. You don't get Pat time.
No,
hardly. Not at Adepticon or Gen Con.
Yeah, it's just well, Gen Con it's afterwards. Yeah, but Adepticon it's your hometown, so you tend to. Last year we went out a bit, but Jack was the problem with Adepticon. Jack, it wasn't that Pat wasn't around; it was that you were always playing Dreadball.
That's true. That is true. But now I'll have all the time in the world, and the Michigan Mantic people are really dope. I really like them. They're my peeps. So to spend some time with Ben and Natasha and
I was gonna say it's because you hate the guys from New York. Is that why you love the Michigan guys? Is that what you're saying?
Now you're just stirring the pot.
Oh, we're gonna have some rivalries going on.
There's gonna be some problems now.
There's gonna be the New York guys have Rob in their corner. The Michigan guys have Jack in their corner.
That's right.
This is what's gonna break up Deads on the Podcast.
That's right. We can't work together anymore.
It's a good thing it's ending the next episode anyways, so.
It's like eight mile all over again, so.
Yeah. But it was a good run. We are the first, Mantic based Dead Zone podcast. We've been going for.
Save it for next time, Jack.
7 years. And there's some other podcasts that have come and gone, but we've persevered. And when we go out on top, we're going to go out. We're not gonna like go out with a whimper like some bad sitcom. We're gonna
extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully, if all works out, like I always say, hopefully, because you never know, we'll be there. We'll bring our recording equipment. We'll maybe even set up in a little corner of wherever they're having this. Maybe in the game store, we can have special guests on, and we'll do it right for 100. We also do have to do a live show this month too, Jack. So that'll be coming out, I assume, next weekend, maybe. How does that sound for you?
Well, if it is, it is.
It sounds too much.
Yes. We don't.
At some point, we'll just have to face the facts that no one watches it, so we'll just not do it anymore.
We do it for our friends, the people who do watch it. So do, if you are in the Michigan area or you can get there, we are traveling quite a ways, so you can too. Suck it up, buttercups. Come see us in Michigan.
Don't you build me up.
It's buttercup. This is breaking down. And Pat will be there. You could say hi to Pat, right, Pat?
I will be there. I will be there in all Mantic glory. This is a good Mantic weekend to come and join and hang out and do some fun things, play some fun games. We will also be available to just play some fun sit-down games and enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
Yep. And Pat likes 18-year-old scotch, so if you want to
buy him 20-year-old or 20-year-old port.
There you go. See, Pat, I could have said something about girls, but I'm not going to say anything.
Because you're married.
Oh, you were talking about scotch. I thought you meant Scottish girls.
Yeah. Yes. If a Jack had said it, I would have said, and Jack likes his women much younger than either of those things. But
much younger than Scotland. Much younger than.
Than scotch or port. Yeah. So we're going to hang out. I don't know what I have no idea what the situation for bars or anything around there later. Maybe we'll have an impromptu hangout after. I don't know. Those Michigan guys are pretty straight-laced. I think we're going to have to create our own after party, but we'll have to see.
I think so too. So
Brian Novak offered me meth, so maybe he...
What?
Oh.
I always knew about that kid. He seemed seemed too good.
Well, you know, the fact that he somehow lives in Michigan but made it to the Wisconsin Renaissance Festival.
Well, I think that's what he gets him out of there. He's originally not from Michigan, so that's why he's...
He drove today all hopped up on meth. Drove through two states just to go to Renaissance Fair.
It is Ren Fair. Everybody's on meth at a Ren Fair, aren't they? I was assumed.
I would think that's more the H than anything else.
Yeah, you think so? They're on the horse?
Yeah.
Goofballs, everyone. He's on goofballs.
But yeah, so you get to see all those guys too, so it'll be fun. Like Jack said, we only get to see these guys at, well, I got to see them at Gen Con for like 2 seconds for,
yeah. And then now that Rob has been, the die has been cast and he can no longer go to Adepticon this year. This is the one time this year.
Yeah, we'll see. It's most likely I'm not going to be able to go to Adepticon. I'm going to force Jack to go. So he refuses to go without me, but
Jack is welcome to open arms without you.
I understand that, but still.
We'll work on it. He may or may not either receive a bottle of liquor from Ronnie or have to give Ronnie a bottle of liquor too. So he does have commitments. So
that hat's been on Facebook though.
He does. It's up to two. He's up to two out of the five in this year.
I think Ronnie's put that thing in a safe.
Well, he actually told me a story about the hat. He thought he had lost the hat. He was like,
"Oh, that's right."
Yeah, he was like, after he went to Singapore, the hat made it to Singapore, and he got home, and it disappeared. And he's like, "Oh, I'm owing that Blowski guy a bottle." So
I was like, "Damn it, where's that damn hat?"
And then one day, I think it was Rafe just walked out with a hat on. He was wearing your hat. He's like, "Where'd you get that?" He's like, "Oh, I found it." He's like, so he got the hat back. So yeah. The hat disappeared for a bit, but it's back, Jack. So it's not done yet.
Well,
back from the ashes.
I should probably go on Facebook and keep abreast of those kinds of things.
I also posted it in the Discord, so you can see it there also if you come visit Jack once in a while in your own Discord that you set up.
I do visit the Discord.
So, yeah, it's fun times. Yeah, if you too want to visit Discord, the link will be in the show notes or our Facebook page. It's good times. Or if you have anything, any questions you want to ask us about for next episode, we could take, if we have fill up some space with some viewer questions, please do send them to deadzonepodcast@gmail.com and we can answer them there or even post them in the posts below any of these, wherever these are posted. Anything else, guys? Anything else I'll talk about?
As long as we get our commercial in for Dollar Shave Club, I think we're good. I think we've done a good show, a good, honest retelling, and I feel proud of this one.
What about Casper Mattresses?
You know, after you did that stain reference, we lost them.
You lost that sponsorship. It's a good thing I'm on because, you know, you get automatically get a Tim Hortons commercial when I'm on.
That's true. That you had that contract with Timmy's,
yeah.
Where anything you're on automatically gets a Tim Hortons commercial. That's true. Pat, when is the Mantic North America podcast coming back next time?
Probably. I think we're putting some stuff together. It's gonna hype the Kings of War. So roughly, probably next month.
Yeah, there you go. Kings of War. September. Yeah, it's coming out in October. Kings of War.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So we're going to talk about all the good things that are coming for Kings of War and what everyone's been working on at the Mantic Studio.
Fun times.
Up in the UKs.
The Mantic, not North America, Mantic HQ.
Mantic HQ.
Yes, and we'll be back for 100 and the live show. So come join us for either of those. You can always find the live shows on the YouTubes even if you don't get to see them live. They'll be there. It's usually pretty us just talking about nothing. It's like Seinfeld. We just don't talk about anything. And we usually interact with the chat too. So if you want to come live, we'll shout you out in the chat and you can ask us questions that we probably won't answer correctly because we don't know.
Or at all.
Yeah, sometimes you just ignore them.
Sometimes we'll just ignore you because it's a dumb question.
Jeez, you're just so mean. It's a mean podcast.
I think he gets wound up. It's all that 20-year-old pork he eats.
20-year-old pork?
Rancid.
Rancid. That's a terrible band. Okay. I think we've gone off the rails enough. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm a chopper.
Come back next time for 100.
Santo.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinlando Time Radio Productions.